The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The South Carolina Supreme Court heard oral arguments last week on the challenge to the South Carolina Fetal Heartbeat Bill, which was passed last year by the South Carolina legislature. The law took effect upon the U.S. Supreme Court's decision this summer that sent the issue of abortion back to the states. As expected, Planned Parenthood challenged the law in court here in South Carolina, claiming that it violates a woman's privacy. One of these challenges and issues that has to be resolved. I'm convinced that we're going to have more restrictions on abortions in South Carolina. And this is why the work of groups like Crossroads Women's Center in Greenwood is so important. Crossroads was established in 1988. It's a nonprofit organization focused on saving lives, supporting men and women through love and hope found in Jesus Christ. They offer free services across six counties in South Carolina, including Greenwood, Abbeville, McCormick, Edgefield, Saluda, and Lawrence. They have a great team there led by Brenda Feast. Our friend Representative John McCravey is on their board there. And, of course, it takes money to offer this type of ministry. And you have a chance to support this group this week on Thursday, October the 27th at Northside Baptist Church in Greenwood. You have a chance to show your support and hear a great speaker. You may know her as Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow's mom, but Pam Tebow is also a champion for life. She travels the country encouraging audiences to use God's influence to make a difference. And I'm happy to say that on our guest line this morning is Tim Tebow's mom. Welcome. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And I love to be known as somebody's mom. That's a
isn't that
compliment.
Isn't that a great thing? In 2017, you won the National Pro-Life Recognition Award. Tell us about your ministry, because you are a very busy lady.
Well, you know, you just never know what God's going to have you do as you get older. And we were pretty secret service. When we came back from the mission field, we'd been living on the mission field for a number of years. And Timmy was nominated for the Heisman. A liberal ESPN reporter interviewed us for 2 hours, and yet she was the one that chose our pro-life clip to put on national television preceding the announcement that Timmy was the first sophomore to win the Heisman Trophy. So we had an instant national platform for a pro-life message, which was just stunning to everybody, and we were so grateful. So God obviously let our message be known so that we could have an opportunity to impact the people around us with our great story of life.
Yeah, and I remember that vividly. I remember the story that was aired, because you do have a personal story here. You chose life for your son when a doctor was encouraging you maybe not to do so. Tell us about that.
Well, we lived in the Philippines, and we lived on an island where the medical conditions weren't great. And my husband actually was on a remote island, and he was reminded of all the babies being aborted in America. And he'd been involved in that ministry before he left. And so he just got down on his knees and he wept over all those aborted babies. And it was in the context of that that he prayed, "Lord, if you give us a son, we'll name him Timothy, raise him to be a preacher."
Wow.
And so he came home and told our kids, we had four kids at the time before Timmy was born, and they all prayed along, and I got pregnant. But it was a very challenging pregnancy, to say the least. And so we didn't have great medical care, and the doctor that I went to told me that I needed to abort him in order to save my life, which we couldn't do. So
yeah.
It's a story that a lot of women hear, but, you know, we knew better. We knew my husband had prayed for a son, and we weren't going to abort that little boy. So we hung on. It really was a miracle that both of us survived. But
wow,
I get to tell that story.
Well, and I was going to say, that's what makes your, when you speak to a group, and when you'll be in South Carolina on Thursday speaking to a great group, Crossroads Women's Center in Greenwood, they do some wonderful work there. But when you're telling the story, I mean, you've been there, you've had to face a decision that a lot of women are having to face.
That I have, and I was very sick, and, you know, we didn't have alternative doctors like women here do, but at the same time, you know, we were very opposed to abortion, so we were willing to take our chances.
Yep. On our guest line.
Sometimes they make up that, you know, they make up stories all the time about how this is going to happen and that's going to happen, but they don't really know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and, you know, you do have to trust in God. You pray
you
and
do.
You trust in
that's
Him.
Sure.
Every day when I end my show, just before 9 a.m. every morning, I end it by saying God's in control. And that's how we have to live our lives.
That's right. That's exactly right. And my husband always said he prayed for a son, you know, not a mass of fetal tissue, which is what they called him. They called Timmy a tumor. So we knew that isn't what he prayed for. So we just hung on. And like you said, we just decided to trust God.
Yep. You mentioned your family. I was looking at your website, and what a beautiful family photo. I mean, you have 5 children, 8 grandchildren. That has to keep
now,
you busy
10.
As well. Oh, 10. Well, you need to update your website.
I've had 2 more. I do. I'm not very high tech, but you're right. I need to update it.
Yeah. Well, what a beautiful family, and that has to keep you busy.
Well, it does. And I think if everybody lived right around me, I would be even busier. But, you know, I get to travel because they're all in different places. So I can make an excuse, you know, that I can leave home and go to places like Crossroads and speak on their behalf. And, you know, I'm not ignoring everybody at home because they're all pretty self-sufficient. So that's good.
Sure. On our guest line this morning, Pam Tebow, you probably know her as the mother of Tim Tebow, and you do. You travel around the country. Thank you for that. Thank you for your message as you do travel around helping groups like Crossroads. If you want to help Crossroads, and they do wonderful work down there, it's not too late. You can still purchase tickets. You can just make a donation. Maybe you can't go Thursday, but you can still make a donation. I made that real easy for you. All you need to do is text the keyword LIFE to 877-235-9405. I put up a keyword on our text line. Text LIFE to 877-235-9405. It'll take you to the Crossroad Pregnancy Center website. You can purchase tickets. You can make a donation because this is important work. I know, Mr. Tebow, you've been involved in this fight for a long, long time now. As I mentioned in the beginning, you're a champion for life. When you heard the decision, the Dobbs decision this summer, what went through your mind?
Well, I rejoiced along with everybody else. I think people were having parties. You know, they were so grateful that it had been overturned, you know, after all these years. So we're very thankful for the overturning of Roe versus Wade. And we pray that, you know, the pregnancy centers will be able to have so many more opportunities to impact their communities for life. And I really think Crossroads is already doing that. But, you know, I just believe that this is, you know, it's a moment when we all can get involved and make an impact, take advantage of this great opportunity.
Right. And that's what I've said all along. You know, I, along with you and others, you know, we've been talking about our fight for life for many, many years now. So now we're there. And so now, as a faith community, it's time for us to step up and to help groups like Crossroads Women's Center to help these men and women who are making this decision. One final question, and I truly appreciate your time this morning. Again, you got to be proud of your son's accomplishments in sports. You travel around, you speak a lot. What's most people want to know about your famous son, Tim Tebow?
They asked me, what is he doing now? Well, he's really busy. He's championing the causes of life. You know, he's working for, he shares his story at pregnancy centers. He's in the business of trying to rescue people that are trafficked and abused. And his, you know, he has a real heart for special needs kids. These are all the people that, you know, society pushes away and does not want to deal with. But God says that these children are valuable. You know, all children are gifts from the Lord. So I think that's what he really does care about. He grew up in a home that cares about it. My husband is such a champion for life. And so I feel like that's what his cause is now. It's really life in many forms.
Yep.
Life, well, physically, life spiritually.
Yep. Our world is certainly a better place by having Tim Tebow in it. And that's a testament to you and your husband for making that decision so many years ago. Pam Tebow, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for coming to show your support of Crossroads Women's Center in Greenwood on Thursday. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you, and I hope I see many of your listeners there.
Absolutely. Pam Tebow, just all you need to do is text the keyword LIFE to 877-235-9405. Just text the keyword LIFE. I'm going to send you a link to crossroadspregnancycenter.org where you can purchase your tickets. There's a VIP reception available. There's lots of opportunities to show your support there. And again, if you can't go, just make a donation. This is a great organization in Greenwood. So text LIFE to 877-235-9405.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.